Maybe people are just pissing on themselves. I don't know.
Bad songwriting.
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Not yet. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? So you know, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? So you know how I just told you?
Offensive that we've excluded people who are neither ladies nor gentlemen.
We're not that progressive yet. We're like, we're 66% progressive.
Yeah.
You're lucky we're including women. Everybody's lucky that we're including the women's. So you know how I just pretty much just said, like, really 40 minutes ago, said, oh, yeah, so, you know, tomorrow we're going to talk to Gina, and then Thursday we're going to talk to Brad. Well, Brad called me up, was like, no, goddammit, I want to talk right now.
And so
you get an insight, you know, like, because I had said this previously. I said this on the show. I was like, you know, it's all pretty much Brad's fault. It's like, oh, I got a dinner. I'm like, nobody's fucking, you ain't got no fucking dinner, dude.
No, never eaten this guy. Never.
Yeah. He's fucking work dinner. He's making shit up. You know the way, like, oh, I got a girlfriend. She goes to another school. She's not here. You don't know her. Yeah, whatever. Sure, guy. So this is an example of how Brad just demands things. He's like, I need to be at this time, and that's that, or else I'm never going to podcast again. So we make, you know, we do got to accommodate the guy, because we're not rich. You know, we accommodate
exactly
special needs
the
people.
Words that came out of my mouth. So how you been doing? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever. How many weeks of the last, like, eight have we missed? I think it's easier to quantify it on that basis.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what we were saying. I mean, that's the whole reason for doing this is kind of the impetus for doing it this way, is because we're like, we'll give the people three shows this week to make up for missing shows all the damn time,
right?
Or trying to do them sporadically or whatever, you know.
Right.
So, and this is, yeah, I mean, it's the holidays, we're doing things, it's the end of the semester, we're doing things, and y'all are not doing anything. It's just that you can't do anything. I can't be like, hey, Brad, why don't you just pick up and record a show? And you're like, oh, I don't know, how do I start smacking your computer? And it doesn't really work.
I just, like, look at my computer, I'm like, will you record something for me?
I mean, Dell said the same thing. He's like, well, yeah, next week, me and Brad will do a show. I was like, yeah, you know what?
I don't think it can't be that hard. I'll download GarageBand. I'll fucking take care of it.
You already have GarageBand. It's installed already. It's like, you don't need it. You can just do it.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's that easy. It's that easy, yeah. Folks.
All right,
anybody can do it.
So I just got off the horn. Do you say horn? Do you like saying horn? I want
to
say horn, but
who I'm talking to? Yes, a lot of times I say horn.
There's not a horn though. You don't ever use a horn. You use a glass. It's a glass. It's not a horn. So I just got off, you know, the last podcast with Dell, which you can listen to. If you're listening to this one now and you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it.
It's sort of shocking. I mean, that fast.
It's a mini penguin.
Wicked fast.
Yeah. You know, so I started out by telling them that I kind of see where Grimhilda, apparently that's what her name is, the chick that poisoned Snow White, right?
Right.
I get where she's coming from. And I said, I teased it. I said, I'm going to get into this with Brad, and Brad's going to better explore this topic with me, because Brad's more sportsy than you are, Del. His eyes were glazing over.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so what's the problem, right? She says, all right, she checks the standings, right? She's like, all right, who's the fairest in the land? And Amir's like, well, like I said, one, it's like maximum top 100, you know? But it's like, you kind of fell number two, chick. And she's like, what the fuck? All right.
I've been hanging out at a top spot for a while, so I got to knock this bitch back down.
See if this has merit here. I'm like, okay, LeBron James pretty much doing the same thing right now, right? He takes a look around the landscape, and he's like, hey, who's the best NBA, best player in the world? And the mirror's like, maybe Stephen Curry. And LeBron's like, what? So what do you say, what?
This tiny guy from north of Charlotte. Could be.
Yeah. And that's why LeBron's kind of pissed right now, right? Because, you know, he's, you know, he can't poison him. Everybody would know what would happen if he poisoned him. But,
it's also a reasonable means by which to discard a human being. Because the trail on it's a little bit. I mean, it's got the late fuse, you know? You stab somebody, that's instant news. Somebody's going to catch it on their phone.
Yeah, they're going to
be
see
all over TMZ.
All right, look.
This might poison apple. Hey, man, I got this thing. I got to go. Have fun with your apple.
I got this apple for you. They'll be able to trace it, right? Now, modern day stuff. All right, one thing about that whole thing. And we talked about it last podcast. I want to get your thoughts on it. Why did she bother? Wasn't she like a queen or something? Mm-hmm. If she wasn't a queen, at the very least, she had a castle. Doesn't she have minions? Does she live by herself? Couldn't she hire a guy to go kill her? And so this is not, you know, this is not 1950, right? It's
right.
Middle Ages, you know, fairy tale time, which is basically medieval time.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that she couldn't hire a guy to stick a pike through Snow White's heart? And by the way, what kind of name is Snow White? Is that a street name?
Just like cocaine dealing? It's got to be. Cocaine dealing Snow White? Nobody names her child Snow White.
Yeah. So kill Snow for me. Get a pike, boom, through the heart, she's dead.
I think there's like a psychic benefit to murdering somebody yourself.
Okay, well, then if you're going to do that,
like if you're that, you don't got a knife? I think that if you're that egocentric where you're asking a mirror constantly who is the most attractive person in the world, and like as soon as the mirror says somebody other than you, you freak out. That's the kind of person who just
that would poison apple.
Hey, one of my army or you the headhunter or whoever. Because I mean she could have done that. She could have hired any or fuck hired. She's gonna be like, you go kill somebody for me, and they would have done it. Yeah. But takes a real psychopath.
Yeah, and then why so convoluted? That doesn't make any kind of sense to me. I've been thinking about this all day because I was driving to work.
I don't think it's a big of a deal. I think I was just, you know, what she felt like doing.
No.
She knew that somebody's going to write about it later. She didn't want to be too graphic for kids. She had kids at one point in time. She was like, I remember this one story. I don't want my kids to get into that shit. They were reading about it. They had nightmares. I was up with them constantly for like 5 days straight. Mm. I think it has
more of the story, I think, is don't dilly-dally. Don't procrastinate. Get it done.
It's the same thing as the villain at the end of the movie explaining their
That's exactly
evil
what I
plot.
Said. Yeah, it's Austin Powers. I can get my gun right now. Boom, shoot him. He's dead. I could do it right now. I could do it. Sharks with freaking lasers on their heads. I know. That's what, she's like, I get the apple. I give it to her. She bakes a pie. You know, she's dead at the apple pie. It's tasty, but it packs a punch.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Then it doesn't even kill her. It doesn't even kill her. She could have just really got a regular ass poison apple.
Right.
And then it would have like clogged up her throat and, you know, like she would have just died, right?
Yeah,
like horribly.
Exactly.
At the very least, horribly disfigured.
How did you get into it? Like, what was the.
Again, all right, so
what was the match for this fire?
I guess I was driving to work and I was just saying that I could kind of see where she's coming from.
to kill her or in choosing to kill her with an apple?
No, where you just kind of realize that you're just not number one, right? That was mostly it. I was like, no, I can kind of, you just kind of get mad. Well, it was a lot more innocent. I was like.
Did you personally have like a revelation similar to this or something?
Mirror.
One in the cubicle, fucking tray.
Check the stand. where you just check the promotions, you're like, I didn't get fucking promoted. Where's my apple?
Yeah.
No, man, so, like, you know, and I said this before, there's 7.5 billion people in the world, right? And, I mean,
how many people?
7.5 billion. So you're not number one. Like, there, you know, we're like, what, there's 335 million English speakers. Where do you think you fall on that? What do you think you rank in English speakers? Have we ranked them?
I think I'm an upper echelon English speaker.
Like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in now for the top 335 million English speakers, and we're up to 200 million. I feel like you're just, you know what I mean?
I feel like people, of the people that speak English, I'm maybe...
I'm up there. 70, I put myself up there in the conversation.
I think I'm in the 70 to 100 million most valuable people who speak English.
Okay, so...
Top 100 million. I think I'm going to go top 100 million for myself.
Top... Really?
Yeah, you kind of have think, man. At least a third of the English-speaking people are just fucking hillbillies doing that. A third, just automatically.
All right, okay. But, I mean, you don't have a particularly charming voice. Although you did get right in, they said you have, like, buttery tones. But, you know, buttery tones, it's not particularly charming.
No.
You know, like, you don't have one of those, like, down home. Like, if you started telling me a story of back in your day, I'd get bored more than I'd be, like, fascinated, right? You know? I think it was, like,
yeah,
Stephen Colbert did this.
If I was serious about, like, telling stories, I would have to modify my voice.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do we, you know, other people just walk around and they have a great voice. Those guys are in the top 100. You're not there. That's what I'm saying, man.
I thought you were talking about, like, overall value as a human.
No. Just,
you're
no,
talking
like
about
your,
just the quality
skills,
of my voice.
Skills. Yeah, I mean, obviously, when Grimhilda looks at the mirror, she's
you know
not
what?
Like,
fuck this. Actually, just on the quality of my voice, I'm still going to go top 100 million.
Not even that. Your ability to
I
speak
might go
English.
Top 50 million.
Ability to speak English.
Ability? Just ability to speak English?
If
buttery tones?
Yeah, if you're sticking with Grimhilda here, right? She didn't ask who was, you know, like pretty much the coolest lady. You're like, yeah, well, you know, who's the, you know, what? Who's the fairest? Yeah, so fairest in this case is English speaking ability. Where are you at? I put you in about 200 mil. You're not that. I mean,
no,
I can't
fuck
see
you. I got a decent
a lot
vocabulary.
Of people,
I know how to enunciate.
Go ahead, try it. Until you enunciate something. Go ahead, try it.
Enunciate something?
That's what you said.
Yeah, I know. I enunciated the word enunciate.
Isn't it enunciate? It's enunciate.
Enunciate, yeah. Really?
Yeah, it has an A on the beginning of it, not an E.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. You're falling down the rankings right now. Oh, God, ladies and gentlemen, we have an upset here.
Another 200,000 right there.
Yeah. You got, like, whatever, the Conor McGregor right now in the face. You just walked out.
Yeah.
All right. So,
no,
like,
so wait, where you fall?
I don't know, man. I don't see rankings.
You
see
literally
rankings.
Had zero words that just came out of your mouth.
I don't know, man. I mean, I figure somewhere around there, you know? I mean, I'm college educated, so I have an expensive vocabulary.
Yeah, but I mean,
but then I say things like vocabulary. I don't say vocabula. Vocabulary. I don't roll. I don't do a trill. I was just thinking about it again. I know a lot of you people listening to both these shows. You're like, you just fucking said all this. God damn you! And again, you want to get mad? Blame Brad. It's Brad's fault.
It is.
You know, I haven't had time to think of anything else. I mean, I have a
topic. And that's just
how the
fuck are you doing? I'm not interested in Grimhilda.
You asked me a question. So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, you write a paper and you realize how many people are better than you. Like, I mean, you know, how many people are better at you than at a thing that you do? The best thing you do. We'll say that you're, like, you know, pharmacologist, right?
Yeah, sure.
How many dudes are just like better than you, like, you know, like you just toe-to-toe, you guys all line up and they're just like kicking your ass and you're like, God, how is this guy even in the same league? Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, that's it's a little depressing. I don't want to say depressing, discouraging.
No.
Discouraging. Really? You just embrace mediocrity.
Not even worried about it.
And that's where it came from. I wasn't really worried about it. I was driving. I was thinking about that. I was like, God, there's so many more people better at me than at a lot of things that I like to do. The things I'm like, oh, I'm pretty good at that. And there's like fucking, you know, a whole fucking army that are just dudes just better. Every single one of them is better.
I think it disappoints me when I think about the amount of people that are better than me, specifically the thing I like to do. Not that I do specifically. Because, you know, I clean my fucking house. I cook meals. I do my pharmacy garbage. I'm not worried about other dudes who are, like, better at pharmacy.
Yeah.
Because it's just part of my life. You know, it's just one of those things that I do.
Yeah.
I am upset about dudes that are better in basketball than me. And it's I'm terrible at basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Like, I'm pretty good at this whole pharmacy racket. I'm shitty at basketball. And I'm so upset about, like, an 18-year-old who can whip my ass. That makes no sense.
Yeah, he just brand new, like, not, you know, it was 1990. He wasn't alive.
No.
And there you were living. You were living. You had all that time to get good. He just, like, popped out. 10 years into his life, he was probably as good as you already.
Yes.
And you were, like, 17, 18. He was like, yeah, I'm better than you already. Can you believe that? What is that about? That's where it came from. Where I can see, I can feel her pain. She's up there and she's like, you know what? I'm going to kill her. I'm going to fucking kill her. She thinks she's prettier than me. I'm going to kill her. And then I got to thinking how stupid, like, the way she went about it. It was like, this is the worst. You're obviously not the best murder planner in the land.
No, she really should have hired, like, a consultant to come in.
She should have asked the mirror. Hey, mirror, who's the best, you know, like, assassin out here? And he was like, oh, well, fucking John. John from, like, two counties over. Well, can you get him over here, please?
Yeah.
I got a job for John.
John is well known for being able to effectively off people. We should probably procure his consultation services for this.
Again. You know? Get things done. Just, you know,
Seriously, so Grimhilda aside,
what do you want to talk about?
How is the world of Adam?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, mostly. Yeah, I've been playing Fallout 4.
Yeah, I've developed, like, the constant swamp ass, thinking about late nights, light wallets.
No, what is that? What is any of that that
medical
you just said
bills
to me?
Trickling
for
in.
For what?
For that child your wife's about to spit out.
No, just, you know, like I said, we sent her to the midwife. Back alley birthing. Woo! I mean, no, like, we pay as we go. It's about the same amount, and, I mean, there's nothing. I'm not worried about anything. I ain't worried about a thing, baby. It's fine. It's whatever. Kid will come. I'll shake his hand. What's up, kid? Heard a lot about you. See, you're here now. What can you do? Can you help? Can you? Are you yet another person going to be in front of the line?
Destroying Brad. 10 years in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was thinking about that. Mostly what I've been thinking. And I guess I can ask you the same kind of thing. I think we've talked about this before, but I think what's funny about it is, like, all those things that the kid's not here yet. It's not a real person. But, like, one day it's going to, like, be like, fuck. It's going to do, like, an impression of me. It's going to be like, oh, dad's always, like, blah, 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 right? Just whatever, whatever. And, I was thinking about all the times I said that about my parents as if I was the last person on earth, right? Like, it's all going to stop with me.
Yeah.
And I know this is not unusual, in the course of human experience, but it's still, you know, it's a part of it. You just kind of realize that you're not the end of human history. Like, what?
No.
Someone's going to live longer than me? What the fuck? Where's John from two counties over? But it's like that. Like, you know, like, my parents were like, oh, my mom just, she's always like this. Whatever it is, you know. Like, my mom's, she never understands what I'm trying to, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. It could really be anything.
Right.
And I just wonder what my kid thinks. And my kid's going to obviously be wrong because I'm a pretty great guy. Dad just, he just never understands when I'm, you know, trying to talk about my girlfriend or whatever. I don't know what the hell he's going to say.
Right.
And that's probably the fact that I don't know what it's going to be kind of signals my relationship with a kid. You know, I'm like, what? Yeah. What is it? What do you want? What? I mean, you have everything you need, right? You have everything? What? Go to school. You come home. Everything's fine. I don't understand why you're so upset all damn time. And it's like, oh, damn, just don't understand me. I'm like, what the fuck?
All of a sudden you turn around and feel like a pentagonal tattoo on the palm of his hand or something. You're like, what the fuck did you do? Why?
Why you had a pentagonal tattoo? It looks crooked.
Huh?
If you're going to be a goth kid, at least be an artistic one.
Yeah.
Draw some straight lines on there, God.
You don't understand. Dad.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, and I've seen this before. Like, Brad, what's it like when you think you look at your kids and they're going to be like, ugh, Dad.
I've already caught a handful of those.
Ugh. Dad.
It's different when they're like two because they're just, you know, generally disgusted when they don't get their way.
Right. It doesn't really bite yet when my offspring is upset with me. Because it's just about, like, that she didn't get a cookie. Or, like, that she's not watching the Purple Dinosaur show or something like that. It's nothing of substance that she really is, like, vehemently opposed to my existence about.
Yeah. It's like, and she can't, you know, enunciate it, right? She can't turn to you and say, Dad, you never understand what I'm trying to do. And you're like, what? I mean, I understand. What do you mean? I understand.
Right. I'm getting it the whole time.
She's going to, like, roll her eyes and be like, oh, and then just kind of walk out. And you're like, what is it? When is that going to happen, I wonder? Is it 9? Is it 10?
Fuck. I don't know.
She'll be like 15, you know?
I hope it's not until at least 13.
I'm hoping for, like, 35.
But you're looking at male, right? Oh, no, you don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. It could be either.
It's a male.
We don't know.
They told me not to tell you, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's a male.
In all the doctorate circles, you guys meet up and pass it on. It's good.
Oh! Y'all saw a weenus? Yeah, it's a male. Okay, cool. I'll let him know.
That's the kind of thing I think it's funny. Just wonder about.
You're not worried about, like, two weenuses?
More the merrier, I always say.
Wow. Something wrong with them.
What do you think about these warriors out here destroying everybody? Can I say? Can I admit that I was glad that the Milwaukee Bucks beat them?
I mean, you can be glad. I wasn't glad, but you can be glad. I mean, I think that makes perfect sense.
How long did you want this streak to continue?
I want him to win more than 72.
Why?
Because I'm sick of listening to Schumann talk about how that Bulls team...
No.
What was it, the 96 Bulls
96
team?
Bulls. What, was he on the team? Like, I mean, what...
He basically was. Like, he wore... He still wears his jersey. I don't even know who coached that team. What was that, Rudy Tomjanovich? No, it was the Houston coach.
That was Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson coached the 96 Bulls, Jordan Pippen, Rodman.
Yeah. No, he still
Ron
thinks
Harper.
Phil
no
is going to call him
care.
Up and be like, hey... Put on your... Who is the point guard?
Ron Harper was the point guard.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a starting point guard.
Put on your Ron Harper jersey.
Number 9 he wore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Schumann is still, like, waiting for that phone call.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, obviously, you don't know. You barely know there was a team then, because just by your description
of the
event. Was
that Bill Cartwright was a center?
He was a center, yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Longley. Bill Wennington. I said Robin. Tony Kukoc.
Right? Yeah, Kukoc.
Stevie Kerr. So, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. That Bulls team, you know, like Pippen was 6'8", Jordan was 6'6", Ron Harper was 6'5", 6'6". They're all longish. Rodman was 6'8", 6'9". They're all longish, really hard. You know, they made defending really easy, you know, because you couldn't get in there. A lot of long arms. You couldn't do anything. They didn't really need a center. They're the best player in the world, right? The Warriors are very similar. They're all 6'8"-ish, 6'9"-ish, lengthy guys. I think the shortest dude is Stephen Curry, 6'3". But, I mean, he can shoot from half court regularly. So, I mean, you know, kind of makes up for it. There's some basketball talk for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean,
here on the mini Deranged Penguin.
The main disparity that I would question, and I don't know enough about the 96 team to say, this is definitely the defining characteristic that separates the two, is how well did they space the floor with their offense? Like, because that is one thing that this Warriors team is, it's just nuts. Like, I don't know how anybody defends them with them being able to. It's not everybody, but I mean, it's everybody can throw in a fucking three from the bench.
Yeah.
Well, there are it's people throwing in threes from the hot dog stand.
Yeah. It's a natural evolution of the game. It's like two things. It's like, I think you might have noticed this, that what Drew Brees just broke Dan Marino's record.
Right? Did he?
For touchdown passes. Yeah, he did. Well, and he's like, so that means he's fourth all time. You know, there's, it's so easy now, right? Everybody's throwing touchdown passes. You're like, well, there's, is everybody just better, right? Sort of, but then it's mostly they changed the rules now.
Yeah.
They made it real easy. I mean, Dan Marino was throwing a shit ton of 420 touchdown passes when they could spear him in the face, you know, with the crown of the helmet. And, you know, like they were
they
like.
They could rip his throwing arm off and beat him with it.
Yeah. Specifically hit him in the head. And then his receivers, you know, were like trying to get open while they were being mauled. You know, so that was Dan Marino. He's throwing touchdown passes like that. Now, they're like, if you touch the receiver, like, they'll flag, you know. You can't look at the quarterback too angrily. They're like, oh, that's a roughing. You know, you can't really do that to him. It's a different game. And it's made it for the better. You know, it's more interesting now. It's more fun. Lots of scoring. People like scoring. Basketball is the same thing. In 96, they had illegal defense. That was how they spaced the floor. You know, like they call a penalty. You know, they call a foul, technical foul on you for not for clogging the lane. You know, it was supposed to encourage offense, but it really encouraged a specific kind of offense, like a guy who can beat his man every time. Jordan. Jordan was great at that.
So wait, is that when they came up with the defensive 3-second rule?
Well, they did that like in the early 2000s, but the thing was that. The sport was so popular because of Jordan. It was really Jordan was popular. And everybody was like, okay, well, this is how you succeed. The template is obviously get a superstar like Jordan, give him the ball, clear out, and he goes to work. That was basically what the Rockets did. They threw it inside to Olajuwon, to even Charles Barkley when he got older and fatter.
Yeah.
And then you just stand outside and spot up threes whenever the guy gets double teamed. And that was basically it. But you can see the double team coming. Because they had to
pass off.
But so the rules changed, and they're like, okay, now it's gonna be you can zone it up a little bit more. The Celtics have that, you know, that crazy trapping kind of zone that Tom Thibodeau had. So you had to figure out a way to beat that, and how you do that. Well, also, you couldn't do any hand checks anymore. So like little tiny guards could dribble freely now, whereas before they would get held. You know, that's why you needed a 6'9 point guard like Ron Harper, or just give it to Jordan. So now you had now you can have a Steve Nash, little tiny guy out there, right, dribbling around. Nobody can touch
Isaiah
him.
Thomas.
Well,
that
Isaiah
guy's
Thomas.
Fucking short.
He was different because he was crazy and he was
no,
super
I'm talking
tough.
About the new one, like the Celtics guy.
Oh well, yeah, him too.
But
yeah, you can have
fucking playing great.
Think about the best players in the NBA right now, right? Like Kyrie Irving, point guard. Stephen Curry, point guard.
I would not call Kyrie Irving one of the best players in the NBA right now.
What?
He's an awesome basketball player,
okay,
but I would not call him
we'll
one
skip.
Of the... He is not physically reliable. That's like saying Derrick Rose is one of the best.
Well, I was going to say Derrick Rose, and then I was also going to say Damian Lillard. Okay, just without their foots being... Their feet being broken. Feet.
Okay, so if we can remove a large part of the equation from the equation. Continue.
Okay, but my point is not like whether they specific these guys. It's like guys of that body type. You be a point guard and still be the best player on the team, partly because nobody can hold you. Nobody can tackle you on the 3-point line like they used to. That's all I'm saying.
I don't.
So the answer to that is like maybe they change the rules a little bit. Yeah, you know? Maybe they say, yeah, you know what? You can put your hands on them a little bit. When they're trying to drive, you can hand check. But, you know, that was my answer. The Spurs, interestingly enough, decided, you know what? You know, we're passing the ball around, scoring a lot of threes. Let's not do that. We're going to go old school. They've been slowing their pace, playing better defense. They're killing it right now. They're only 4 games behind the Warriors. And, by the way, they just destroyed Utah, or are destroying Utah, by like 40 or 50 right now. It's ridiculous.
They had another 50-point game. They were like, didn't they beat Philly by 50
or
60?
Yeah, Philly's terrible.
I understand it's Philly. But, I mean, Philly, I mean, fucking LA is the same way.
Yeah, the Spurs won 118-81. Ugh, just destroyed them. So that's the thing. I'm excited that the semester's over because we can go to a Spurs game.
That is
I can
a watch crazy a Spurs game. Score for a. You said they've been slowing down, and they're still making 118.
Well, they're also playing the Jazz out here, and then the Sixers are not that good. Kawhi had 20. Kawhi. God, I can't talk right now. He had 22. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your sports update here on the Sort of Deranged Penguin podcast. So what you been up to, man? How's your life? How's your life? What did you do while you were turning this down? We're like, hey, do you want a podcast? You're like, I got better things to do. What were those things? And how better were they?
They were not better at all. I took my staff to dinner yesterday. Meh. It's nice, you know, it's one of those like the opportunities to go out and just be like, hey, thanks, y'all did a great job this year. But because I control no amount of money going into their actual paycheck.
Yeah.
It's not like it actually carries, it doesn't hold water, you know?
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because, like, if one of my bosses took me out to dinner, I'd think the same thing. I'd be like, yeah, this is great. I like the free penne and roasted cauliflower that I'm sitting here eating. But let's be real, man. I don't want to be here eating with you anymore than you want to be eating with me.
There's kind of thing. I think, like, a lot of the people in our company or in any company I've been in that are, like, early 20s, they love those things. What, free food, happy hour, you know, or dinner on the bosses. They're like, this is great. I get all the things that they set out to do when they schedule these things. We get a network. We get to meet some people, make some friends, do a little drinking. It's going to be great. Everybody that's older, like, say, even late 20s, up, more up, you know. Yeah, positively or negatively associated. It just means you want to be home. Like anybody, you're like, they're like 55. You're like, do you want to go? You want to go to this dinner? They're like, no. I don't want to do it. I want to go home. I want to just go home right now. If I can just go home right now, I would go home right now. And, you know, like as I've progressed through life, you know, like I said, turns out I'm not going to be the last person living on Earth. As I've progressed through life, I'm like, I kind of see where they're coming from because I'm like, I don't really want to, like, if I were going to hang out with you already, guy, I would have hung out with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now that we're forced to do it, so, like, nobody can curse. You can't fully be yourself, you know?
Yeah. So it was nice because it's, like, a very, very small contingent of people, and we all work together pretty closely. So, I mean, you know, a couple people were upset about something. They, like, dropped an F-bomb, and it's, like, completely kosher. There's no, like, raised eyebrow or, like, stink eye coming across the table. It is this, like, contrived situation, you know?
Yeah, in the last 4 months, I've had... Excuse me, guys. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
break it up.
Now, in the last 4 months, I've had good happy hour things. I've had bad ones. And it's, you know, it really is, you know, it's kind of a function of the people there. Yeah. I think one thing I'm better at now that I'm, like, on my way to death, right, is that I'm more willing to just quickly declare it over. I'm like, this is not going to work out. I'm done. Thanks. Yeah. And then, yeah. Whereas before, I'm like, well, you know, we can just see if we can make it work. Let's see what we got, you know?
Yeah.
Could try. How about I try this? Have you heard of this? Do you like board games? And I'm just like, no.
You suck. We're not going to be friends. I'm not going to use you for professional leverage at any point in time.
Yeah. You're not going to use me because I'm not going to really help you up. Nope. You're going to reach, and I'm going to look down and say no. That's a line from Watchmen, ladies and gentlemen. I am a nerd. Are you excited about Star Wars?
No.
Me either.
I'm not anti. Really.
I am anti,
like,
a little bit.
I'm not like you people who like Star Wars anti. Suck.
No, I don't think it sucks. I'm just anti-Disney.
I'm just like, oh, okay, it's a movie. You know what? I have been excited about movies before in my life. I used to be excited about movies. When I had time to watch movies, and I had time to watch TV, and there were trailers that advertised those movies. That was the most exciting part. I actually really used to like showing up to movies early so that I could watch other trailers to get excited about spending more money and time in the movie theater.
Now, it seems like, here's what it seems like to me. I'm not a parent yet, but imagine this is what happens, and this is the sense I get. You tell me if it's true or not. You want to go out and do things. You want to go to the movies, you want to do this and that, and you think, I can get like a babysitter or something and do all that. But then you're like, you know what? It's the Friday day of, you're like, you know, I kind of want to spend time with my kids. I'd rather do that. And so then you spend time with your kid instead of doing the other thing. And so then you're like, well, then now here it is, year three. I still haven't seen a movie. Is that about it?
I mean, that's
the sense I get from some people.
That's part of it. But I mean, the other part of it is money just like fucking evaporates. You're like, well, it's not that big of a deal to save a little bit for like college fund every month. It's just a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, you turn around and you're like, man, that's not a fucking car payment. Every month for the rest of my life. And it's worthwhile. It's a good endeavor, and I'm going to stick with it. But, like, you are now making a new car payment for the rest of your life. And or for the next 20 years or whatever, you know. And you're like, yeah, you know, I might be interested in this movie, but now you're like, well, it's going to be like $25 to get in the movie because I ain't going to go alone. I want Lauren to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, isn't a movie ticket like $12 now?
Yeah, it's about $12.
Yeah, so it's like $25 to get in. If we're going out, I'm going to want to get wasted.
See, I think these are not necessities.
So you start to stack added on activities on top
of
each other.
It sounds like you really just want to go get wasted. It's not necessarily you want to go to the movie. I feel like you want to go drift through the bars.
No.
Because if you wanted to see movies, you could. There's a golden age of watching movies right now at home. Golden age.
Yeah, and so we will watch movies upon occasion, actually, that we rent when we have enough, like, energy to do that. But that's the other thing. It's like, you don't have a fuck ton of energy, you know? But, like, when you do have energy, you're like, okay, well, I want to get... So, let's just say we're going to go to the bar. We're going to get a couple more drinks before we go, or maybe after, or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, another $20. You want beverages. You want, like, some refreshments to the movie. You're talking another $20. You have to hire a fucking sitter for all these hours that you're away.
Yeah. And that
now
costs
you're
money.
Talking like another $50.
Yeah.
Maybe an Uber to get there because you've been drinking. It's another $10. All of a sudden you turn around and you're like,
I just spent my kid's college fund payment.
This one movie ticket turned into a $120 endeavor. And yeah. I'm hungry.
All right. So I had said this before. I was like, you know what? I imagine that being a parent is like being in grad school for the rest of your life. Or at least for 18 years. You know, because I was like, God, I'm just like tired. There's always something I should be doing. Yeah. I really would like to do something, but I can't because I got to do this or something related to it. But there's no end. Like, we're like, oh, semester's done. Yes. Like, you know, I guess there's no end of it. It's like the kid's still here. Still there. Look at it. Still needing things.
Yeah. And it's a blessing and a curse. Like, it's so fantastic, you know.
That's what they tell me.
Well, I think part of the reason that the duality of the emotions is so hard to describe is because there aren't a whole lot of other things that I've done in my life that have had these multiple emotions that come with it, but also these like polar opposite emotions that come with it. I mean, I think love in general has that ability, right?
Yeah.
Which is why you have like the love-struck teenager who's like, oh, I love her, but she hates me. So he opens fire on people, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what you're describing sounds like, was it Brad Pitt's character in The Interview with the Vampire? Where he just like, where he dies because he gets bit. And then he's just like, well, it's like my eyes, it's like they could first see for the first time. It's like both. It was like blessing and curse. I don't know why that popped into my head, but it did. I had a beer. Maybe that's why. But yeah, it's kind of what you're saying. It's like, no, you know, it's like the death of old bread is what it sounds like.
Oh, and
the
that's birth exactly of
the
is.
New one. But except it just, it occurs or it happens over 5 to 10 years.
Right.
12 years.
Well, and it does sometimes, I mean, because you know, you get enveloped in this new life and you have a good time and it's fun sometimes and it's exhausting other times. But like, when you look back at pictures or you look back at activities or even just like you look at your fucking phone at somebody's name whose number you have there, you're like, oh wow, yeah, that guy used to be a part of my life or something like that, but I haven't talked to him in like 6 years because he's just, you know, he didn't matter quite enough.
Yeah, but I think that you do have a tendency to like cut people. I don't know for sure. I'm just kind of speculating here.
What?
That you're just like, you're not that important. Cut. And then you're just going to do it. Yeah. So some of that is like you. It's not just like a dad thing. It's the dad thing.
It's okay. Like how I cope with like my experience. Yeah, absolutely.
Do some triage. We can't save this friendship. Cut it off. Like, what? I mean, you just call me. You know what? Slam the door on him.
I live right next to you. What are you talking about?
I'm right here. You can... We have kids too. We can bring them to be a play date. Yeah, yeah, that's funny. yeah, I mean, it's kind of what I imagine it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not scared of any of that. I figure I'll just get the kid, throw it into the grandma closet.
It's like something scared. Fuck that.
No, I'm excited. Like, I don't try to dissuade either of the grandparents, any of the grandparents. I'm talking about the mothers. The dads are still like, oh, yeah, they're excited. But mostly the mothers are like, oh. But I'm like, yes, yes. You know, because when I want to go take a break with my wife, I'm like, let's get out of the crying baby house and go see what's going on in, like, at a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're going to be excited about being around it, and that's going to be great.
Yeah. That's right. Huge.
Yeah. It's almost like that's the way it's supposed to be.
I know. Isn't this sort of crazy? Maybe we shouldn't just, like, stick old people in homes and let them die. Maybe that's what they're for.
Yeah. I guess, you know, like, after the kids can, you know, make its own cereal, and then, like, all right.
Then you're going to put your mom in a home.
Yeah,
nice, sorry, son.
It's time for your home. And she's going to be the same way. I'm going to put her in a box. Sorry, it's going, what am I here? I'm fine. I have all my faculties. Sorry, Monk. You know.
No, I live next to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny, that kind of stuff. So I've just been thinking about that kind of thing. But I do manage to see a lot of movies, even though I have a lot of stuff going on. I'm like, I have a paper to write. Let me watch a shitty Nick Cage movie, you know? Even last night, I continued that trend. Gina fell asleep, and that's when I watch shitty action movies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she would never let me watch any of it. Not like she's like opposed to the violence or anything. She's just like, that looks awful. I don't want to watch that.
Right.
So then I'm like, look around, and then I'm going to watch something where somebody needs to get revenge. I'm like, it'll be fine.
Yeah. It's probably going to break somebody's bones. It'll be good.
Yeah, it's fine. And I think the best movies to watch, like, are the ones that were box office bombs, but not like Exodus, Gods and Kings. Let me tell you what's happening last. Okay. It was basically the Ten Commandments. You know, they just remade the story of Moses with... Yeah. Christian Bale as Moses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you take that job? That sounds terrible.
So instead of a big swing and a miss, I like watching the littler ones. Like, you know, like they were not trying for something big. Like, there was a movie called Stolen with Nick Cage, and it had Josh Lucas, the guy from Glory Road, and he's from things. He's an actor. He's not just a guy.
Right.
Malin Ackerman, the chick from Watchmen, and some other things. Again, not just some chick. She's an actress. Yeah. And, you know, Nick Cage, is he an actor? Yeah, he's there. But he's kind of in that point of his career where it's like, he's like, what do you got? I'll do it.
But he is.
What do you got? I'll do it. What do you got? I'll do it. So, It was like $35 million. But then they had a decent director, a guy directed Con Air, and a couple other things. Again, a guy that's done some things. They spent like $35 million, which is a decent amount, but nothing crazy. Nobody's going to go and like, what?
Yeah.
35. Now the ones where they're like, you know, they're like, oh my God, I lost a lot of money. Those are the ones that they spent like $100 million, $200 million, a billion. Now they're like $35 million. Okay, that's not so bad. It's a box office bomb. Those are my favorite. The ones that are like right on the edge. Not like the shitty ones like in the where you get like 8 movies in one. Because those are obviously bad. But like the ones that were like, this was almost there. They almost had it. It was almost good.
Like, but then if it they just wasn't. Changed one of the actors, possibly. Like, what was the Achilles heel stolen?
It was, I don't know, the music was weird. Like
that's not going to destroy a movie, though.
No, it was, but it did contribute. It was just like a tense moment to run in, and then it's like, do, 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 and you're like, what the fuck? What?
Wait, what?
What is that?
No, what?
Yeah, it was weird. I think it was trying to go for like a spy, like a fun spy thing where I'm also like doing heists, but it wasn't. It was more like, you stole my daughter. Like the villain was kind of overplaying it. Like he was just by himself and they're like, you're a villain. You're crazy. And then he didn't get to see anybody else act. So he was just like being over the top crazy. And then you go to the heroes and they're just kind of like not really matching that guy's level. You know what I mean? Just like pieces like that would work. If they were kind of reacting to that a little bit more, but you're just kind of like, if you were really crazy like that, people would react differently, or at least you would think. So like things don't match, and there's like another plot line where like there's a cop trying to catch them the whole time, and you're like, what is this here for? It seems like it's from another movie. It seems like it was in here, and they're like, well, we already hired the actor and he has the lines, but we really don't need it. And nobody decided to cut it, so it's there.
Edit
and
you're like, all of his stuff out? Really? We should leave some? But if you want.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, what? Yeah, it was like that. It has the elements. Like, I bet you read the script, you're like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
You watch the movie, you're like, this is awful. So, one of those things. Those are my
favorite. I've had that experience with other Nick Cage movies.
Yeah. I think he's the king. I watched, like, 2 Nick Cage movies in a row. I watched like Lord of War first,
that's
and then that
fortitude.
You know, I like Nicolas Cage. I don't think he's good. I'm not defending him. I like him because he'll take chances. He's like that '90s 3-point shooter that would just shoot, and it's not really a great. He doesn't have like a great percentage. He doesn't shoot 40%. He shoots like 34%. You're like, that's good-ish, sort of. Like, he'll have a game where he hits, like, 8 3-pointers, and he has another game where he goes, like, 0 for 18. You're like, what the hell?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's coaching.
That's what I like. That's why I like it. Like, roll it out there. What are we going to get from Nick Cage? Who knows? Let's find out.
I have no idea.
As the movie's starting, you get excited. Like, is this going to be great? Is this going to be awful? I don't know. I have no idea.
Is this going to be another Wicker Man? Who knows?
It could be Wicker Man. And it could be some movie that he's doing now. It's called like Joe or John or something. I don't know. Apparently it's pretty good. That's what I'm saying. There's like, they'll sneak him in there. You're like, I've never heard of this movie. What is this? Oh,
are
well,
you gonna watch Ridiculous 6?
The Adam Sandler one?
Yeah.
You know what I gotta say?
I heard it was supposed to be wildly offensive. That's the only one. I don't know that I've seen a Happy Madison production
that wasn't not.
I mean, I don't know the last time I saw one. Like, I didn't see any of the Grown Ups franchise.
Oh, that was awful. They were mealing.
I think the last movie with Adam Sandler that I saw was Spanglish.
People give him shit for that one. They don't like it, but
I
it's
like
not
that
bad.
Movie. I thought that was a really good movie.
I did too. I liked it too. I saw Blended. Like
what was
the
that?
Most recent one. It's where they go to Africa.
All it's right. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not.
And the thing is, like, I don't understand. I mean, they're the
what
kind of actors that I would like to watch. Like, I like Kevin James.
Yeah.
I like Spade. But I just don't watch their movies. I just don't watch this grouping of guys in the same movie.
You know what it is? I think the problem with them, and everybody's been writing their think pieces, I think, crack com wrote something by Adam Sandler. I think the problem is that his sense of humor hasn't really changed. They're still there. And it kind of reminds me of Mike Myers, that, you know, that he did The Love Guru. The jokes were the same type of jokes that he did in Wayne's World. It just, like, that it's not so much that you're even looking for something new, like, what else you got? Give me something else. It's more like it's done lazily. You know what I mean?
You feel like that?
Yeah, it's not even, they're not trying hard. They're just like, they're going through the motions, even though they have the same sense of humor. Like, some of the jokes in Blended were similar jokes to other ones that they've had. Like, they have a weird guy, weird old man that says weird, inappropriate things in it, right? That was the same guy as, you know, what is it, in Big Daddy, when, was it Steve Buscemi's? He's a homeless guy, and he just, like, says,
yeah,
weird.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same joke.
Big Daddy. That was actually pretty decent.
That came out in 99. And that's what I'm saying. That's, like, kind of the same joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
right,
it's just, like, so it's not updated, or, like, they're the same kind of ones.
And, like, Rob Schneider is, like,
he was not weird, in this one.
This weird guy, probably.
Yeah.
Like, the Water Boy is, like, yelling some shit.
Yeah, and it's again, it's not even like they're bad jokes. It's just like they're more, I think they've gotten so inside jokey. Like, him and his friends making the same movie, that he's lost the touch with everybody else. But everybody thinks it's funny.
And I feel like with comedy, it's not that much different from horror in the fact that, like, the anticipation plays largely into the medium.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that if it becomes repetitive, that's, I mean, I think that you're going to retain enough viewership to make a movie, and make a movie profitable. Because a lot of people like that. A lot of people are not funny, and they don't get funny. They don't. But they get ass humor. And I love ass humor and dick humor as much as guy number two. But I also, with a limited amount of time to actually watch movies, I have to cut out a lot of ass humor.
It's the line you put.
Because, well, I really do want to be entertained.
I was listening to Mike Pesca's the Gist, Gist podcast, and he was talking to the guy that wrote The Comedians, which is like a history of comedy and whatever. It's kind of interesting. I'll maybe get the book, where they talk about how, like, a lot of stand-up comedy was mob-controlled in the 60s and things, and, like, they were just like the opening act for strippers and a singer and a guy. They were just one of the things. And they kind of felt like stifled. And so they would kind of go to these insult things. And basically that kind of formed stand-up comedy, formed the first comedy clubs. And people were like, wow, this is great, and whatever, that, on and on. That's kind of an aside. What I thought was interesting, and maybe it kind of applies here to Adam Sandler in particular, is that he was saying that, you know, like, the thing that happens, and he's like, I've studied all these guys, I wrote all the histories. What happens is, at a certain point, you're not funny to the, like, next generation. Like, Bob Hope, I mean, it was not funny to, like, two generations later. And Bob Newhart was, like, a funny, edgy comedian in the 60s. Like, he was just, like, everybody thought he was, like, great. But he was like, when I grew up, I'm like, man, Bob Newhart, whatever, okay, it's not great. Right. And a little bit of that, like, now, you know, people still say, oh, Richard Pryor's funny. Was it Carlin's funny? You know, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I was, like, listening to a little bit of Richard Pryor again. I'm like, it's not that great. There's some funny things in there, but then I'm like, And a little bit of that is because you're just a little bit removed from it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, you know, it's like all the comedians that you like now or whatever, you know, they're not going to be funny. And he made the point about Jerry Seinfeld. Everybody thinks it's funny, right? But he's like, he's 60 years old. And he's like, oh, I don't really play colleges anymore because they're just too PC or whatever. And like, eh, well, you know, they just don't think 60-year-old people are funny. They're 19. They want to kind of hear somebody that's making jokes around their experience. I mean,
right.
And, you know, there's some of that there, that Adam Sandler was, you know, part of a generation that was like 30 years old in 1999, right? He played like a 30-year-old slacker in 99. You know, that was funny then.
It killed.
He's like 50 now. And he's kind of, one, he's kind of making the same jokes that he was making back then. In 99. Again, it was like 16 years ago. And two, you know, like people that are 25, 30 now, they're like, that's not so funny anymore. Like, he was referencing things that were funny and like society that was kind of funny in the 90s. It's not the 90s anymore. You know what I mean? Like, people make different jokes now, dude.
But he's still making money. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. I mean, man, this is a terrible theory that I'm formulating here, but I imagine that it has something to do with him being marginalized.
I think when you're talking about posterity and when you're talking about the people that I think matter and when you're talking about like the ideas that I think matter, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, if you're going to say something worth saying, it's got to be relevant. But the problem with that is that there is a time stamp on it, you know? And I mean, I think that's like where that sort of a trend comes in, is that you've got these people who rise and fall based on that stamp.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily, I think that's I guess like a rule of thumb, cause it's not necessarily true. Like Bill Burr is still funny to me, and Bill Burr is like, it's like 50 now or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
So is he so terribly different? Like Louis C.K. is old, right?
No, but I also think his current material is funny.
Yeah.
I don't think it's his age. I think it's his current material.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, is that like he kind of keeps his finger on the pulse kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. And that was my point about Adam Sandler just kind of hanging out with his friends, that the jokes are a little bit inside, you know, his circle, his happy medicine. They kill over there. And that's maybe why, you know, he's trying to make jokes, you know, like he bangs me in the ass. That's like the name of a Native American chick in the movie. As I'm saying, like, okay, I get it. Like, that's one, I made that joke when I was in elementary school, right?
Right.
I mean, like, is that really a joke that you're fighting for there, Adam Sandler? Is that really what you think we need to say now
this
in comedy?
This is the most important joke. We have to hang on to this.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of his problem there. That's what it is. It's not necessarily you can't be funny at 50. You can if all you've been doing is the same fucking joke for 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how's your stand-up comedy career coming along?
Coming the worst. Down the fucking drain.
Well, I suppose if you can't even go out to a movie, it's really hard to go out and do some comedy.
It's what you said. It's just like where your priorities are, you know. Like, if you're into movies, you can still watch movies. If you want to go out and get wasted, you can go out and get wasted. Having a kid, it's not like you can't do that stuff. It's just, it requires more energy.
Yeah. You always have the podcast, I suppose.
Right.
Well, what do you want? We're at 58 minutes here, guy. Go ahead, say something. Right, but tell a joke. What joke have you written? And now coming to the stage.
I was thinking about a joke, and I haven't written anything down about it, but we went out this past weekend. Lauren and I went out, had dinner. The people with whom we went out were like, you know what, I really want to go out to the clubs. And that sounded like a fucking terrible idea. And I was like, whatever. Not my friends. I'll go to your damn clubs. It's fine. But I know that I've just eclipsed that point in my life. Like, I'm just not interested, you know? And part of the reason I'm not interested is just because I'm more interested in like who the first guy was. It was like, I just want to make the music so deafening that it helps people overcome Darwinism. Like, I want to pump them full of fucking alcohol and let them overcome the selection process and just procreate You don't know. Don't hear what that idiot has to say. Like, don't see him because your eyes are cloudy. You know, there's got to be something in there. And I'm not really sure how it goes together, but clubs are just terrible. Like, how often do you go to clubs anymore?
No, not anymore. I can't remember the last time I went to a club, but yeah, I'm just like, why? What am I doing? I said that too. I was telling somebody.
I waited in line. We waited in line.
What are we going to do?
It took like 20 minutes to get inside. We get inside, and I could not hear anything.
Once you get married, and definitely after you have kids, there's really no reason for you to be there again. It's like you have a refrigerator full of groceries, and you're shopping at the grocery store. There's no need for you to be there. Yeah, what are you doing?
It's dumb.
It's like, I mean, like I'm saying, like I was telling my friend this, like, what are you gonna do there? Are you gonna hit on chicks? Is that what you're gonna do?
And I understand why some people go to clubs. It makes sense for some people.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah, if you're already married, and especially if you have a couple kids, you've already stocked your fridge up, you know? You don't need to be there. You're just there experiencing the worst of it. And it's probably why it's all heightened.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And I also saw a couple of people that I dispense meds to. There's this one chick who's just wasted over in the corner, feeling this dude's thigh. He's clearly not into her. Both of them are wasted out of their minds. But even drunk, this guy's like, ugh. Not going home with you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're out here, you know, still fishing for that fish in the sea, you wouldn't hear the music. You wouldn't notice that it's too loud. You wouldn't care if there's alcohol involved. So you're going to be looking for chicks. Like,
right.
Where are they at?
Yep.
You can feel my thigh. You can feel my thigh, beast woman.
Yeah.
But now that, you know, you're all filled up, you're just like, oh, well, I don't want, what am I here for? What am I doing? No. So, I mean, you're not weird. That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't feel weird. I feel very comfortable. I feel like I've got a lot of conviction in my anti-club stance. My personal anti-club for me stance.
Yeah.
I understand why the profitable business is, though.
Yeah, I mean, seen one when they turn the lights all the way on? You're like, this is barely
but it just
up to code.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know. Ugh, God. There was one kid. It had to be the most disgusting child I have ever seen in my life. I go to the bathroom. There is a line for the guy's bathroom. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I don't know if this is a new thing, if dudes are primping now. But when I used to go to extraordinarily loud places, there was no line. Maybe we're just pissing on themselves. No, maybe this has been an advancement in society, and guys are actually going to the bathroom. But you step into the bathroom, and there is a like eighth inch layer of water everywhere in the bathroom.
Gross.
Yes, already disgusting. Guy in front of me steps into the stall, puts his drink down on the ground. Right next to the toilet.
You're going to get
sets
splashed.
It in the eighth inch deep layer of fluid on the, I'm sure much of it bodily fluids, on the floor.
One, don't ever put anything on the ground and then put it near your face.
What the fuck's wrong with your brain?
Two, it's in the blast radius, you know?
It is. Proceeds to this. Reaches back down, picks up drink, looks at me, goes, "You're up, bro."
And you're probably going to be going down.
That guy finished his drink and probably went home and put that mouth on some other person. That's what you're getting at a club.
Hopefully not his kid kissing goodnight. Ugh.
Gross.
People are gross.
Fucking animals.
Yeah, see, and that's why, you know, that guy's going to go out in the world. I mean, he's doing things like that. And he's a guy on the street, and you're like, "Hey, can I borrow your phone real quick? You know, or can you hold that door?" See, I mean, you know, again, I kind of feel what Grimhilda was saying. You know, it's like, just, you know, I need to be number one.
Yeah,
I don't need anybody else. These people around here.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, for the second podcast this evening. You don't have to knock them out both in one evening. Adam, special thanks to you for doing the heavy lifting.
Special thanks to me.
I'm going to learn how GarageBand works and make that happen. Probably about as quickly as it took me to get you the Deranged Penguin trophy. What was that, like a 2-year lag time?
Yeah. And it came in broken. It's broken. I literally could
just fucking put scotch tape on that bitch's arm.
Yeah, I think tomorrow Gina and I are going to talk about that.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke. I was like, I think he maybe bought a broken one and sent it, but no, it just broke in transit. That's what happened.
Yeah,
we'll post a picture of that. Yeah,
it wasn't like the most. I had like 2 or 3 models that I had tried to make out of different bases and. I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to take it and have somebody make one.
Yeah. It's good. I like it. Gina's like, well, I got to have it for like a month and then I got to ship it off to probably Dell, which is even worse.
I'm going to beat him. I'm going to win tonight. Actually, I don't know. Where are the Giants right now?
I don't know. I think they were. Well, let's not make this too timely, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Yeah, so. All right, we're done.